The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong.
We are back. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, still alive and kicking on this seventh day of September 2016. And I was serious. Folks, I wasn't joking. I don't think if I wasn't taking this Extendivite, I would be in very, very bad shape. Well, it apparently, Pete Santelli has had his charges dropped. The trial of sovereign citizen activist, who earlier this year, this is an RT story, by the way, occupied a federal wildlife refuge in central Oregon. It began this week with a jury selection. Ammon and Ryan Bundy and five others are facing federal obstruction charges. On January 2nd, we're all familiar with the story. The Bundy brothers led some two dozen people calling themselves Citizens for Constitutional Freedom in taking over the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Now, the occupation, which ostensibly began as a protest over the treatment of two local ranchers, had suffered at the hands of federal authorities, continued for almost 6 weeks. The Bundy brothers and five other of their associates faced U.S. District Judge Anna Brown in a federal courtroom in Portland on Wednesday. The principal charge against them is obstructing federal officials from accessing the refuge, which carries a prison sentence of up to 6 years. Now, a pool of 30 potential jurors was called in to Mark O. Hatfield Courthouse on Wednesday. The Oregonian reported another 120 people will be called up on Thursday and Friday, 60 each day. Wow. Now, let me stop and digress here for a second. I heard that this trial was not going to take place until at least January, February of next year. Well, they seem to have moved the calendar up. In the months preceding the trial, the occupiers and their attorneys filed numerous motions questioning the government's jurisdiction and citing the doctrine of adverse possession to justify the occupation. And Judge Brown has said that the trial will focus on the obstruction charges and not on federal land management policies or adverse possession claims. Let's take that argument out of here. The government's response says, essentially, we don't need to prove no stinking subject matter jurisdiction. And this is Ammon Bundy's attorney, Marcus Mumford, according to the Los Angeles Times. But that's the thing that they do. The government's case took a hit last month when prosecutors were not able to explain how information from 11 Facebook accounts used by the defendants, but outside the scope of the search warrants, ended up among the evidence. Now, much of the government's case relies on the occupier's own social media post. On Tuesday, federal prosecutors dropped all charges against radio host Peter Santelli, who had live-streamed events from inside Malheur Refuge, saying the interests of justice do not support further pursuit of these charges. Now, that leaves five other defendants, the Bundys, in the dock, Shauna Cox, Jeff Wayne, David Lee Fry, Kenneth Madenbach, and Neil Wampler. Fry was the very last of the occupiers to give in. He finally surrendered in a dramatic standoff live-streamed online, which we played on this network, by the way. And at times it was not pretty and it was not very clean. Government has got to the point where they think they can make laws on anything. Ammon Bundy told RT America back in January, about 10 days into the standoff, he said, I don't think people would be here if they did not see there is a truly a problem. So that's not the only problem. We got dead bodies. We've got a situation where it seems that the Bundys, there's something in their property that the government wants. Now, I don't know how the Bundys are faring right now, but I know with the Bundys, the father and the sons locked up in prison, pending these charges and this trial, there's a good chance that they'll lose their ranch. And I suspect that's what exactly the government wants. Now, is there more to this? Yeah. Little issue about uranium in Clark County. Things of this nature. But you know, we're going to get these guys an obstruction of justice. Or not even justice. Obstruction of federal authorities preventing them from entering Malheur. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, really? You're going to go to all this time and expense to prosecute somebody on preventing a public official from gaining access to what they consider to belong to them in the first place. See, in this issue, this has truly been a range war, raging for more than 50 years. And this is something that the media will not talk about. It's something that this Judge Brown evidently is not even going to entertain for one moment. This is going to be a slam dunk trial. You know, let's narrowly define this and let's give this to the jury. And here's our position. Here's what the law says. You must convict. Now, I don't know where their jury pool, where they got it from, what these people know. You're supposed to be judged by a jury of your peers. And that's been subject to debate for a lot of years. You know, if Albert Einstein was on trial and he's supposed to have a jury of his peers, where the hell do you go out and find 12 Albert Einstein-like people? That I would consider to be a peer. But Pete Santelli, that was on this network for a short amount of time, and then he wasn't because I yanked his butt off. Did not trust the guy. Did not trust him. Now, there's some out there that do, and there's some out there that don't. Well, you know what? You know, just from the standpoint that the government does not get their claws in another human being, if humanly possible, hooray for him. Man. The administrative state. Who owns that property out there? Should it belong to the state? You know, and I have not heard any great debates here about all the government lands that are locked up and held in trust in these territories before they became states. And once they became states, that land was to be ceded back to the legitimate state government. It never happened. Oh, well, let's call it this refuge, or let's call it this, or let's put the restriction, the rules, and, okay, you want to be here? Okay, you're going to have to pay the government. You got to pay us ranching. You know, hey, we're the BLM. We're in charge of maintaining this stuff, so, you know, to offset the cost, you know, you got to pay us grazing fees and whatever else. These guys are interested in cattle raising. Okay, they're cattle farmers. And time after time after time, it's been evidenced that they take better care of the land than the BLM ever thought about doing. Why? Because this is how they derive their living. You create the best environment for the things that you're trying to grow, and you beat back the bad stuff. They're out there clearing brush. on a lot of these properties, which is thousands and thousands of acres and some ranches, they're out there laboring to keep the underbrush out, to hold down the grass fires and doing whatever. In many instances, they do an outstanding job, much, much better than the BLM ever thought about doing. But that's not good enough. So the story goes on. And I had heard that they weren't going to do this trial until February. Well, the government has another problem. Mr. Finicum is still dead. The only thing that they wanted to do was go to the next county and go talk to the county sheriff. They did not have to interfere with them. They weren't going anywhere, and they were coming back to the refuge. But no. We can't let these sovereign, wacko nut jobs, no latitude whatsoever. And we're going to stand firm, and we're not going to yield. Because we're from the government and we're here to kill. I'm sorry, we're from the government and we're here to help. Well, you feel helped enough yet? And a lot of people don't understand this. I mean, a lot of people are city dwellers. You know, never stepped in a cow patty, never got scratched by barbed wire. Never woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go milk the dairy cows. I was talking to Vince Vanella the other day, and he told me, he said, you know, I would not want to be a dairy farmer for all the money in the world. He says, you are literally chained to your farm. Those little cows don't take Saturday or Sunday off, you know, because you go to church on Sunday. You know, they don't say, oh, well, let's give our master here the day off. We won't produce any milk. No, their little bags would be busting. You got to milk those little puppies twice a day, every day, 365 days a year. That's why he raises beef cows. A lot less maintenance, a lot less. And he was telling me that, you know, he says this foreign beef that's being grown, he said it's coming directly into this country. He says competing against the cattle growers here in the United States. And he says, we're losing money on every cow, or every, I guess you wouldn't call them cows, would you? Beef cows? I don't know the difference there. But he says, we lose money on these things, every one that we grow. You cannot compete against the foreign-grown beef. It is cheaper to raise it in South America, process it, ship it over to this country, put it on the market, and beat the prices that the American cattle growers are trying to get. I am just amazed. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Hello there, John.
How you doing?
Very well. Since you're speaking about the Bundy situation, the Hammond situation, and, of course, the much-missed, loved, deceased Lavoie Finicum murder victim, it's probably important to cognize that there was another condition operant on that stop that made it mandatory for them to stop him under any circumstances, which they used all what would be termed maximal aggression to obliterate that man. But it was belied by the fact that another one of the officers that arrived at the scene later and the record driver both confirmed that there were boxes of very incriminating documents that had been rescued from the Malheur Wildlife Refuge that incriminated the BLM conspicuously and other bad actor agents of the Forestry Service and their plot to steal lands by framing ranchers and farmers with fires and other malicious bad acts so they could contrive the pretext to steal their lands under the guise of their alleged violating when it was actually the government bad actors that were the violators that were framing the blame on the Bundys, the Hammonds, and other ranchers like Wayne Hage and even others that have had a long history of these bad acts by these government agents, co-conspirators, in fabricating evidence, manufacturing like the FBI has been historically known to do.
Well, I don't know what you heard, Chris. I heard that this trial was not going to be until next year. And I'm shocked, and here we are the first week into September, and they're already doing the jury pools already. You know, I don't know why this happened. Apparently, the information I had, this is 6 months earlier than planned.
You know, John, I actually attended several of the trial proceedings here in the Las Vegas area, as well as the LaVoy Finicum funeral, and I heard one of those judges up there flat out lie. They were in that reading of that long list of replicated charges where they charged everybody with, what was it, 28 or 43 different indictments, including the news guy that you were just talking about. Spinelli, is that his name?
Pete Santelli.
Santelli. There's a couple of them that have similar names. I get them mixed up. I apologize. No disrespect meant to any or to him in particular. And he did do a reasonably representative job of providing at least some independent news media coverage when nobody else was there. So for that, I give him accolades and applause. I don't know for sure if he may have been a part-time agent or perhaps a information provider. And even if he was, that doesn't decry or denounce what good he did in telling the truth to the country of what was taking place there as an actual journalist in that particular instance.
Well, like I said, good, bad, or indifferent, at least the government doesn't get their claws into one other human being. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, you know, this question, and I don't know, do you have any idea what might have been in those documents that they got from Malheur?
Well, I think Tom Lacovara probably has a better idea than I do, but I know that there were some of their plots and schemes, communications that had been sent back and forth to put in to implement the plans. Other than that, I would be speculating, but I do know, and of course the observings of the fatal failings to actually maintain the facility that was supposed to be fire control and suppression into an operational state of readiness, but as belied by Tom Lacovara's on-site actual observations, attesting to the dereliction of any duty that they would have reasonably been associated with expecting to have by letting the batteries go dead, the tires go flat, and who knows what else. And of course, notwithstanding the mistreatment of Indian artifacts, which were treated horribly and horrifically under the guise of protecting them, as many times the government does.
Well, and like I said earlier, the BLM and their idea of land management is not what a farmer, whether he be a cattle farmer or whatever. These are the guys that are really the stewards and really take care of that land. And it just amazes me. I mean, case in point, Malheur was supposed to be, you know, a place where, hey, this is emergency fire stuff here. And as you said, the ramshackle equipment just in disarray and unrepaired and unusable. And all the money that the government spends, they just, I don't know, Chris, they still seem never to get anything right.
Well, even if they removed the first batch of so-called guests that were there.
Hey, hang on a second. I'm up against the break.
Sure thing.
All right.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
No one can decide what we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La.
We're back. You were saying, Chris, before we got interrupted by that break.
Oh, not a problem, John. Thank you very much. What I was going to say is, even after the principals, the Bundys and the shooting of Ravoy had taken place and everybody had left Malheur except that leave behind four or five individuals, one with his girlfriend or wife, and a couple of them, one made some pretty bizarre videos on YouTube, ranting and raving and provocateuring, at my estimation. But they were accused of digging these trenches with heavy equipment. Well, it's my assessment that it was more likely the government agents that dug those trenches with heavy equipment and tried to frame the blame on them to give them extra charges to hang on them of destroying the property, because they had a history of continually abusing the property and the so-called stewardship that they were really not concerned at all with, and showed a pattern, practice, and custom of habitually abusing the lands that they were supposed to be stewarding and being administrating as guardians of the lands and preservers of the history for the tribal members that had greatly revered and respected that land for hundreds of years before white men came to this continent.
You know, I don't know if you've been listening to the program since the beginning today, but I heard Donald Trump say something to me that it was quite disturbing, and that was the term democracy. When you use that term, what you're doing is saying that the constitutional republic and the constitution in which it's based is out the window. And if we truly did have a democracy, and I kind of got into it with American Free Press, the owner over there, he did an article in American Free Press and talking about, maybe it's time to do a direct democratic process. Let's throw out, the way that we elect people. Let the popular vote do it. Now we've got to get these state votes, what California carries 40 some. Well, California is along the land of the lost, as far as I'm concerned, and you know which way they're going to vote.
John, Michael Rivera observed if a vote was between Hillary Clinton and Godzilla, the lizard would get his vote. And I felt kind of the same way, but I've always been trepidatious, cautious, and diligently suspect of the true nature of the conservative Donald Trump that we're supposed to be lauding and applauding. Although I do think that he's a stretch better than Hitler, I am very cautious, and I think that we really have the paradigm of the false Hegelian dialectic or the dualphi technique, or the false choice of A or B, when really they're not that far apart when you cut right down to the cloth. And when we look at the people he's surrounding himself, Rudolph Giuliani and Karl Rove and Newt Gingrich.
Well, let's not forget that Newt Gingrich was part and parcel of bringing NAFTA to America.
Absolutely.
And here's Trump going, you know what? We're gonna renegotiate all these damn things. And now we got the president of Mexico, or some senator, excuse me, down in their Mexican parliament, give it a name, I forget what the hell they call it. But he's saying, okay, well, if all the bets on the treaties are off, you know what? We're going to take back the land that you guys stole from us. And I'm going, whoa.
Wait a minute. I know something about that, John.
Yeah, I know. We bought it.
That was, 13.2 something million dollars in gold, specie, and bullion.
Yep. And that was a sale.
That was with the plenipotentiaries of Mexico with their full assent, acquiescence, and they took the money with irrational exuberance and were proud to get it.
Well, you know what? Let's get extreme here. If Mexico is that much of a problem, and it seems we have more Mexicans now living in America than living in Mexico, I think we ought to storm, forget building the wall, be real hard to get our troops over there. I think we should go take Mexico over.
Well, there's certainly a case to be made for that. There's nobody there. They couldn't put up much of a fight, could they?
That's right. All right, Chris, got to let you go.
Thank you so much, John.
All righty. Greg in Murphy, Texas, I'll get to you. And Jerry in Chicago, the call-in number is 512-716-1603, 1883 and 1897. Yeah, the phones still aren't fixed right. Man, that's a two-hour story unto itself. We're working on it. We could make it go away if I had a buttload of money.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know.
Just a reminder, I'm going to be speaking down here in Austin, Texas. Christopher Bolin, Jim Mars, Mark Anderson is going to be there. I'm going to be there. We're keeping this in the rotating banner on republicbroadcasting.org. And this is a free event, folks. Free event. 15th anniversary of 9/11 terror attacks, examining the evidence, terrorists exposed, recent deception, dishonest media. Ooh, it's going to be a hammer time. But it's also a good way to recharge thy batteries, if you know what I mean. Go up to our site, take a look at it. It's got all the information up there, the when, the where, the how, and all that stuff. And again, this is free, folks. And I want to thank Ron Avery for doing this. It's going to be a gas. I guess that's going to be this Sunday. And I guess I'm scheduled to speak about 3:30. But I'll be out there when the festivities, at least the people start a talking at 12 noon. And even the guy that married me is going to be out there, Dr. Jake Wade. I have not seen him in quite some time. At any rate, Greg in Murphy, Texas. Hello, Greg.
John, how are you today?
Fair to middling, and we're not being rained on, and it's a little bit cooler.
Well, I wish I could say the same thing up here. I think that I'll try to be very concise if I can, okay, which is tough. But your show today, I think, should be archived, and I can't even tell you why, because I'm not that smart, but I've got to tell you that your show today is one of the best I've heard in 10 years.
Really?
You have, to use your term, you have recharged my batteries. I am very troubled, not just by the lunacy that we're seeing take place in this election between Trump and Clinton. The thing that troubles me is the issue that you hit today, and I have to tell you, I listen every day, have for years, and I listen to a lot of other people, as you do, to try to find out what the rest of the world is saying.
Mm-hmm.
There is one thing that, to my knowledge, and I listen to 3 or 4 dozen a day times 7 days times 30 in a month, you're the only notable informed personality that has said the kinds of things that hit me where I live, what is the source, because I'm in your generation, ex-military, combat, and all that stuff, fighter pilot.
Right.
The thing that's really troubling me are the issues that you hit today. And because of that, I think we all need to archive and download, which I'm going to do, and save this show to go back in the future and compare what John Stackmiller has said today with what we see happen in the future. You and I talked, six, 8 weeks ago, and you hammered me real hard, and I deserved it, because you asked the question, what do you think will happen after Trump is elected? And I said, I don't think anything will change. You said, well, we're going to have to agree to disagree. Well, you have changed my mind. You, nobody else. You have changed my mind to recognize from an intellectual standpoint, John, that any change right now, you know, when your hind end is on fire, any solution to put the fire out is the one you should take.
Yeah.
And worry about what comes after you put the fire out later. You have absolutely convinced me of that based on your intellectual thought and your analysis of where we stand. So I am totally wrong. I apologize for being horsey with you in the last call, because you were right and I was wrong.
Well, and Greg, you know, I have been wrong in the past, and sometimes I've defended positions or jumped on people and upon reflection either corrected or apologized for it. But if you've been listening on a regular basis, you know, what you'll hear me do from time to time when I have people that pretty much woven throughout their phone call is pretty much saying all is done and whatever else. You know, Henry Ford, I think, said it right, and I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the quote in front of me. He says, if you think you're beaten, you are.
I think you're exactly right. And here's the reason your show today to me is an earth-shattering experience. And I'm not using theatrical words. I mean that. The thing that troubles me is not the Hollywood theater, John, and not the fact that these two grown adults keep smutting each other, which I think is very inappropriate. It's taking the low road. And I think a good presidential candidate would focus on the positive and what we're going to do to fix this screwed-up country instead of throwing smut back and forth. I find that personally very distasteful.
And I'm in agreement with you on this one, and it's the political dance. You know, we've seen it over and over and over again. And I don't think, you know, they keep talking about Trump pivoting on this subject matter or that position, whatever. And I understand that it's going to take something for him to get into that office in the first place. And I could see toning down some of the things that he has done or the way he's conducted himself, because he was Donald Trump. He waded through the biggest. I mean, you saw the players that they were the wannabes. They wanted to be president of the United States. He waded through 16 of them, and some of them fairly formidable. some of them not so formidable. But I think after he waded through those people the way he did, the rhetoric should have been toned down, but there were people that were showing up, thousands and tens of thousands of people. I mean, it's almost a joke, Greg, to look between what Hillary Clinton draws in and the close camera crops because the crowds are so small around her stage. I mean, Trump draws, and like I said, draws them in by the thousands, and he kept repeating and repeating and repeating for each individual crowd, and I got that. But there comes a time, and I'm in agreement with you, that you don't have to keep bashing the opposition because your brand is better. And you stick to your points, and you keep hammering away at your points. Now, there comes a time that you've got to go after the opposition because they'll say or do things that aren't correct, trying to convince their voter base. And I get that. That's called politics. But I'm with you on that one. It should have been stopped earlier. But he is winning buds and pals. You know, with him reaching out to the black community, going up to Detroit, even though he got draped with the Jewish whatever it was.
Right. Can I respond to what you said? Because I think what you said is really insightful.
Go ahead.
I believe that what you said is absolutely right, and you have to know when to. You know, you got to know when to hold and when to fold and when to fight and when to walk away.
Yep.
I got that. I understand politics a little bit. Probably not as well as you do, but I understand a little bit about it. But here's the thing that troubles me. And I'm not, please don't take it as I'm slandering or criticizing anybody. I'm not. But there are a lot of different people talking about Trump on this network and on others that have resorted to using the term savior.
Ooh.
You can go back and listen to it. It's on the archives. It is very troubling to me, just like to you today, when you mentioned that Trump had used the word democracy.
Mm-hmm.
If you look back at the history of our country, back before the days of Lincoln, whenever this country has come to a crisis point, that word has been brought up. And people are looking for someone to do the hard lifting. They don't want to do it themselves, as you said a jillion times. People don't want to get involved and put themselves at risk, I'm guessing, for I don't know why else they wouldn't do it. Because if they did, RBN wouldn't be having financial problems, as an example. So when does the average American citizen decide to get involved? I don't know the answer to that. But when they reach out and say, this is our savior, good, bad, or indifferent, he's going to do the heavy lifting, it's going to solve our problems, they all stop doing one thing, and what is that?
They
stop doing what you have done today. You've been courteous, you've been factual, but you've asked the hard questions, which should always be asked of any candidate that you're considering to follow. He has said so many things that I think are, in a political sense, maybe he had to do it to get to where he is right now. But there are so many things that to me are more important, John, that he's never said. Like you said, he mentioned democracy. When was the last time you heard him talk about the Constitution? When was the last time you heard him talk about Posse Comitatus, NDAA, Patriot Act, BLM, government overreach? The Agency Act of 46. When have you ever heard the Fed, the banks? And as you know, I'm one of the only pro se people in the last 40 years that has a case in front of the Supreme Court right now as a pro se claimant. So I'm in my own little way trying to fight back against this out of control government. And what troubles me and why your show was so important today is that you put out there for the world. Listen, people, just because you think he's a change and you're all excited and you're, in effect, running an Amway cheerleading convention, don't let your critical thinking processes stop. Just because you think this guy is the savior, that doesn't obviate us as Americans and as sovereign citizens of the state in which we live.
Well, and Greg, you know, I've always, you said you were a fighter pilot, Air Force, Navy?
Both, Air Force and Navy.
Okay. I have looked at this, and I'm prior military. You've heard my story. It's yes. a pretty horrible little one, and I'm not a peacenik. And I have said repeatedly, I'm not afraid of dying, and I'm not afraid of defending my country. What I'm not in favor of is traipsing all over the world, butting our nose into everybody else's business, calling everybody else friends, and fighting and dying for them when it is not in our best interest to do so. Now, having said that, I have gone, I'm still doing my military tour because I look at what I'm doing here with this network as my duty and obligation as American. As an American, I am still on a mission here, and that has not changed in 25 years. But I don't get any retirement for this.
Well, you may not accept it, but you can take it or leave it. I understand to the heart, to the core of my spirit, exactly what that means, because that's what I'm doing.
Well,
I've sacrificed everything to show all of the fraud in this home mortgage crisis, which I was never a part of. Never missed a payment, never late. 22,000 pages of evidence, fighting corrupt judges all over the country, and I've sacrificed everything, money, everything. Family, the whole deal.
Do me a favor, Greg, if you would. I've got other callers I got to get to. If you would do me a favor, Greg, Mike, take Greg down and get his number. I would like to talk to him.
I'd love to visit with you. I won't bore you with you. I'll shut up whenever you tell me to. But I just wanted to compliment you for having the courage to say, look, people, this guy may be a savior. Maybe he's not. I know that I've got to vote for him because there's no other choice, and I don't want to go unaccounted for. But you have the courage that not one other person that I have heard on any network, mainstream or alternative, say, just because you think he's your savior, we've got to ask the hard questions because he's not giving us the answers, and that scares me.
Well, and Greg, and also, you heard my comment. You know, he's got 90 retired generals and admirals and all that, and that's fine. But I'm looking at this from a practical, and I try to take the emotion out of it. Anytime that you add the emotion in there and you start waving the red, white, and blue and you jump into all of that, you sometimes lose your objectivity. And I'm simply looking at this. When he is being called the commander-in-chief, you and I both know that the President of the United States is only commander-in-chief in times of war. And when is the last war that we have been in officially?
World War II.
That's right. And that's troublesome to me. And when you add on top of that the term democracy, well, that's your 14th Amendment, centralized federal, we've got dominion over everybody and everything.
There you go. And that's because the rest of the American people don't understand what that statement means. So when they hear him say democracy, this is only my opinion, they just jump up and down and think, oh, great, he's talking about the democracy. I don't want to live in a lynch mob society.
You are right now, though.
Right. So when you talk about, we'll talk privately if you'd like to visit. I'd love to chat with you. And I'm going to come down Sunday and try to find you and introduce myself. But
all right.
When he says he wants to rebuild the military, have you ever heard anything so ludicrous in your life?
Well,
the Russians have better weapons than we have right now, and I was a weapons OT&E guy, operational test evaluation designer and implementer. We just wasted, the number varies, but it's somewhere between $2 and $4 trillion on the new 2 jet fighters.
Isn't that amazing?
It's phenomenal that we wasted 20% of what they're claiming is our short-term operational debt, not our total balance sheet debt, which is in the quadrillions, for God's sakes. People focus on just the $20 trillion. We spent 20% of that, or $4 trillion, based on Aviation Week, or we call it Aviation Leak, but them and James both claim the same $4 trillion. So we just wasted $4 trillion in the military-industrial complex. They're all buying yachts and boats and ships and airplanes and railroads because of it. We have an airplane that doesn't even work. It's only good for going to air shows now. The ejection seats don't work. The pressurization systems don't work. And he's talking about rebuilding a military. My God, we've got 600 Navy ships. How many more do you want?
Well, I think he was talking about there's a lot of rust buckets that need some serious upgrades. But I was also thinking, you know, from a practical standpoint, would I much rather have a fleet of these newfangled jets that don't work, or would I much rather buy, say, 500 F-16s with upgrades, with all the upgrades you could put on? I'd much rather have 500 airplanes than have 50 of those.
I'll let you go. I really hope you'll be able to make time to talk to me, because I've got some stuff I'd like to pass on to you. This is not the right venue, because you just hit on a very important issue.
All right.
And somehow got to get the American people to quit rolling over and just voting from the political enthusiasm of we've got a savior. Because if you do that and you don't force this gentleman to answer questions with specificity, like the wall as an example.
Yeah.
How are you going to build this thing? Okay? And the questions are infinite. The answers are almost non-existent, and people don't seem to care. And I'm afraid it's going to let the American people down when they find out that all of the things that he has bragged about doing, he may not physically be able to do it, because he's going to have a Congress work with him unless he wants to be the next Republican dictator.
Well, we'll see. As they say, time will tell. Okay, Greg, I appreciate it. Let Mike grab your information.
I'll do that. Thank you, John. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I'm not joking. When I say that we've had some very smart people that have listened to this network, and they are the best informed people out there. Now, is that to say I'm the smartest guy and I'm the sharpest knife in the drawer? Absolutely not. But I've never wavered from my message. I am always in search of the truth. And the listeners to this network are doing the same. And when I say that we've had the smartest radio audience ever in the history of radio, I am not joking. I am not joking. I mean, I've got, well, you heard Don Wiskin. You know, I got doctors that listen to me. How you guys doing out there? You know, lawyers, judges, cops, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, common guy anywhere USA. They're here for a reason, folks, because I give a damn and I am not giving up. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to touch on something you talked about earlier, your alphabet agencies. I have to take a MSHA course down here in Iowa, working out of state, in a mine.
What is a MSHA? What is a MSHA?
MSHA is Mine Safety Health Administration.
Okay.
Okay, and I was finding out about all the little petty fines that they give the mining association and anything related to mining, and they could be up to $7,500 a day until they correct the problem. And the problem could be something as simple as a broken seatbelt in a payloader.
Mm.
And when I mentioned to the guy who works for MSHA, that, hey, listen, the government's broke, and all they need to do is rack up a whole bunch of currency, and how are they going to do that but by stealing it from other people that are trying to run a legit business and everything. Granted, a couple of these things might be a little bit unsafe, but let's face it, you know, $7,500 a day? Are you kidding? And do you have a quota? And when you go around and inspect these places, and then they have to come back for another inspection to make sure that you corrected the problem, it's ridiculous. I have to go down in a mine for maybe 45, 50 hours and do some work in a mine about 600 feet down. And granted, I mean, I want to be safe, and I want to keep the people around me safe by not making any stupid mistakes.
Sure, sure.
Isn't this a little bit of overkill?
It sounds like it to me. You know, going back, it used to be that the mining companies, they didn't really give a damn about workers, and mining conditions were absolutely horrible. You know, it wouldn't be anything to hear, oh, it was another mine that collapsed and, you know, 100 or 200 miners died. You know, I can see safety precautions, but what you're talking about has gone to the extreme, And, you know, forget how many mines have been shut down now because, well, we're going to go green, and these dirty people and the stuff that they produce is just, well, that's a no-no. Hey, look, I hate to do this, Jerry, but I've got to say a few words to the audience here. I appreciate your call.
Go for it, John. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Folks, remember me telling you the story here, you know, shaving costs to the network? We use Time Warner for our, actually the lifeblood of this network that feeds the satellite, that gives you the on-air listening, that gives you the archive, that does all that stuff. That's the broadband through Time Warner. Now, I went in last month and renegotiated. I was pretty proud of myself. We were paying $900 a month for a 10-up and 10-down connection. Sounds like a lot of money, but it is a business class, and you're put on priority. You're basically buying insurance that you're not interrupted. You know, if your internet goes out at your house, hey, it might take a day or two, or some tech may or may not, or you might have to send somebody out or whatever. Point being that you're down until they decide to fix it. Well, when you have a business class agreement, your top priority. And I don't think our internet has gone down at any time, and we were down for any more than an hour. You have to pay for that. So I did a little negotiating here. We've been with Time Warner for over 13 years, paid them well over $140,000, and we've been carrying a back bill with them for several months. Well, the collections department called me yesterday. I picked up my little notification here in the mail for a certified letter, and I was told that service interruption notice. Your account is currently past due and scheduled to be disconnected on September 8th, which is business end tomorrow. Your payment of $5,756.22 is due immediately and must be received by our office prior to the scheduled disconnection date. Failure to receive your payment before the disconnect date will result in termination of all services. As we value you as a customer, you should be aware that the disconnection of the service could result in the following. You may lose your existing phone numbers. You may lose your email and static IP addresses. If your services are disconnected by a technician, you will be required to pay full balance of your account and possibly a reconnection fee. Please be advised, in the event services are disconnected, Time Warner cable equipment should be returned immediately to avoid additional equipment charges. Well, I talked to these people today, and they are demanding at least $4,300 by the end of business tomorrow. You want to talk about pressure? And I did not think that they were going to do that. That new contract was renegotiated and signed by yours truly over a month ago. So I'm expecting $595 billing. Oh, no, it still remains at the $900. And by the way, you're carrying a past balance. I said, look, I've been a customer of yours for 13 years. We've gotten down in bills before, but we've always caught up. They are under mandate. It's new policy with a lot of these companies and corporations. They don't give a damn. They will not work with you. They give you ultimatum. You don't meet their ultimatum. Tough noogies, buddy. So here's where we're at. I've got to dig up at least $4,300 by the time of business end tomorrow, or we're going to get cut off. Go up to our website, folks, please, for God's sakes, republicbroadcasting.org, top of the page, donate button there. I was hoping this wasn't going to happen, but evidently, well, they just don't give a capital S with a hit. Or call the network here on the numbers that were given out, the 512-716-1603, the 1883, or the 1897. Make a credit card donation if you can. I'm going to try to stave these people off. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. But these are one of the O capital S with a hit moments that I did not see coming. I made that pact with you folks. As long as you'll keep supporting us, we'll keep hanging in there. We'll keep fighting the good fight. But you can't fight these corporate bastard raiders. You just can't do it.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.